Welcome to your daily devotional for November 3rd. Election. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Today is election day. It is a day when American voters make their choice as to which candidates they think will best represent them. The Bible also speaks of election in the elect in both national in individual terms. There is much debate over the doctrine, but the Bible student cannot get around it. The Bible speaks of elect, and the Bible speaks of election. Election is God's sovereign choice of individuals or nations for a particular purpose. Individual election is made unto salvation on the basis and merits of Christ's work. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Peter writes to believers who are elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. He goes on to talk about an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Wherever you come down on the debate about the scriptural meaning of election, it is certain that there is divine initiative, human response, and a result of eternal security. The one who complains about God's will and predestination would not like to be elect anyways. Otherwise, he would rejoice in it and imply it to himself. But let the child of God rejoice. Jesus once said to his disciples, You did not choose me, but I chose you. Whatever happens in this election, God is still on his throne. And his election and your salvation still stand secure. Amen and amen.